Russia is going to win, into one in which we think the Ukrainians can win. And I'll point out, the Russians are killing civilians, the Ukrainians are killing Russian tanks.
A missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect's alleged getaway vehicle is on its way back to Lauderdale County, Alabama. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Above normal temperatures to continue. By the end of the week, may see a return of some widely scattered showers. Till then, though, the weather pattern preventing any clouds or any showers from developing, but serving up lots of heat again. Overnight, fair skies in the morning, muggy and humid. We'll start at 70s, some spots near 80. Tomorrow afternoon, sunshine to partly cloudy with a high near the 80s to near 90. Sunday, mostly dry Wednesday with a high of near 90. Isolated to widely scattered showers by Thursday and Friday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The first annual St. Tammany Hamburger Festival, North Shore's newest family-friendly event, with live country, rock, Motown, Zydeco, and more. Featuring arts, crafts, food vendors, hamburger eating contest, hamburger cook-off, a baby crawling contest, rides, games, and more. May 20th through the 22nd at the St. Tammany Parish Fairgrounds, Covington. $10 adults, $5 for students, kids under 6, get in free. StTammanyHamburgerFestival.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And now you can find us on the Live 365 app, and we'll be back on Simple Radio and tune in shortly. But we had to do some behind the scenes switching with our streaming platform. So the normal apps will be up and running soon. And but for now, you can use Live 365, which is what I would highly recommend everybody to use. And Rude, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a fun-filled weekend, man. A lot of sunshine up here in STL. Mm. And got a lot of stuff done outside. And, you know, hard work pays off.
That's true. And I saw that you you enjoyed some peanut butter whiskey on Saturday.
Yes, I did. I don't even remember the name of it, but it was the same stuff we had down in your neck of the woods a few weekends ago, and brought back some memories.
Yeah, it gets right on top of you. And it's such good stuff. We had Screwball when you were here.
Right.
And especially when it's cold, it pretty much just tastes like peanut butter. So
it'll get you
right where you need to be.
Right. I had about three of them and they kind of snuck up on me and I was like, I think I need to text BJ.
Yeah. I was there yesterday after watching the Blues game, and it was an awesome game. They won 5-2 and it was close for most of it, but I did a little celebrating myself yesterday. And,
I don't blame you. That was a big win. We needed that one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because you don't want to have to go down 3-1 and then have to go back to Minnesota. But
right.
Tuesday night they'll be back at it. I think the game's on ESPN.
Good.
I did get to watch some. I watched the Boston and Milwaukee game Saturday, and lost my bet because Jason Tatum apparently couldn't hit the ocean if he was standing on the beach.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. He's been kind of hit and miss lately, but when he's on, he's on.
Yeah.
So
I think he was like 4-22 or something crazy like that, but
Yeah,
he killed me on in my parlay. But other than that, it was a good weekend. Watched the Cardinals lose a couple games, and overall, just it was cool. And I know some folks that went out to Jazz Fest for the second weekend of it, and they all had a great time. And I'll tell you what, man, what I was impressed with was Friday night, and it was late Friday night. I got a notification on my phone that Willie Nelson had canceled for Sunday, and it was probably, man, that, I think I got that. It was in the evening. It was probably 8 or 9 o'clock. And then by the time I woke up Saturday morning, I got another notification that they'd already not only replaced him, but replaced him with Zach Brown Band. Like, how in the hell can you get a major act like that in, essentially a few hours?
Right. And they seem like they really hit it big. I mean, they done a real good job from what I'm reading here.
Yeah. They did some covers and did like Devil Went Down to Georgia, which would have been cool. And did some Allman Brothers. And I'm not a big country guy, but I wouldn't mind seeing them, especially since they have the Dave Grohl connection. Well, actually, they named an album the Dave Grohl Sessions because he produced one of their albums. But
right.
And then let's see what else was going on at Jazz Fest this weekend. Somebody else had to stop. Melissa Etheridge canceled, and they had her replacement immediately too. And from what I was seeing with on NOLA.com, it looks like, you know, there was some bumps in the road. Obviously, there always is going to be with a 2-week festival. But man, they seemed that they got it all taken care of, and they did it right.
Yeah, when we were down there, it was awesome, man. I didn't really see any flaws in the plan. So,
no,
I think the heat might have played a factor though. You know, this past weekend.
Yeah, because it was pretty brutal, man. I was out Saturday after I watched the Celtics game. I was watching that and I smoked a brisket. Which was amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
And then also made homemade mac and cheese with penne noodles. And oh, my God, man.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing. I bet you had, like, so many kinds of different cheeses mixed in there. And I bet it was just some good fixins.
The fixins.
The fixins.
Yeah. I even put some cream cheese in it, too, man. It was,
wow.
It was the real deal.
Yeah, cream cheese is a sleeper, man. It's it's where it's at.
Brenda came home and she was pretty stoked. I made that, and then I roasted some Brussels sprouts on the grill too. So that was
That sounds good. If I came home to that, I'd be excited myself.
Right?
You'd get a big hug out of me.
I know. I better.
Yeah.
And but yeah, whenever I was out there, man, it was
I'm glad that it rained, you know, when we went in the morning, and for whatever reason, because it normally doesn't work this way down here, but it cooled everything off just enough that it was pleasant the whole time you and I were there.
Yeah, it was nice, and I mean, it was sunny, and it was perfect. It's a great weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes it so much better, because, you know, I mean, it was different, I guess, when we were kids. Like, I didn't mind. I mean, I remember going to the Lollapalooza one year, and it was 100 before the heat index. It was 103, and like, it's just too damn hot to drink beer and stuff like that and be out in the sun. But I couldn't do that again. Not at 42 years old.
No, you would have been on a stretcher with an IV in your arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So we need to take a break, and we'll come back. We got a lot to get to. We'll talk some potential Saints moves. We'll talk more about the NBA playoffs. And then this Jack Harlow guy, I have no idea who he is, but apparently he's a musician. We got to give that guy the business, because just ridiculous. So
yeah, he's something special.
Right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Honda, red hot, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Honda, red hot, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
Casey's California's got a reputation that's hidden as for. This is waiting for an escape now. Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want to admit where she is from. And Casey, she wants to run. She's a punk rocker. She don't trust no one.
All right, we're back, gang, with more of the Something to Say radio show. And I had no idea who this guy was. I guess he's a musician. I would probably go out on a limb and say, oh, he's also a rapper. So. Right. His name's Jack Harlow, and he went to the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, which I don't even remember who won, but that's irrelevant because this dude,
he won basically.
Yeah. Want to talk about getting some backlash, man? My God, this guy he wanted to get, I guess, into the infield of the Kentucky Derby, but he didn't want to. He's wearing an all white suit.
Yeah, he looked like a skinny Boss Hog from the Dukes of Hazzard.
And this dude has his security guards pick him up and carry him across the track so he doesn't get his shoes dirty. Now here's where it gets real dicey. Both of his security guards are black men. So just the picture of, you know, here you have this white dude getting carried by two black manservants is absolutely mind blowing in 2022.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, no. It probably wasn't meant, you know, in any way, but right. You know, I mean, you're going to, with all the social media out there, and you know, it's going to look, somebody's going to get a sour taste in their mouth from it.
Oh yeah. I mean, it would have been, I would be ripping on him right now if it was, you know, if he was being carried by white people, but
right.
I mean, man, come on, man. You gotta have more sense than that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Like, I'm looking at the comments on Twitter from this. You know, everybody's giving this guy the business on it.
Right.
This one person says that video of Jack Harlow getting carried so his shoes don't get dirty, it's so embarrassing and disturbing. Like, yeah.
I wonder what brand of shoes were those. It wasn't the $10 Walmart you got, was it?
No, I don't think they're those Velcro jobs that we were rocking at Jazz Fest. And that's essentially what that would have been like, having somebody carry us around the track of Jazz Fest so we didn't get our shoes dirty. I mean, good God, man. Come on.
I mean, where do you get that pass at, you know?
I don't know.
That's silly.
I mean, honestly, like, it reminded me like of what something like Kenny Powers would have pulled on Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. Yeah, he that would definitely would have been in there, man. I could see that. For sure.
This dude, I can't apparently I think this guy just, I mean, he just put an album out, like I think it was his first album too, if I'm not mistaken. And the dude, I mean, he's not heading in the right direction if this is the kind of stuff he's going to be pulling.
Right. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was sitting courtside of probably about a week ago or so at the Celtics game in Boston, and the referees were like, they were mic'd up, and they were wondering like, who is this guy? And the other referee was like, go ask him. But I'm pretty sure that's the same guy.
Wow, that's interesting. I never heard of him. I mean, that's not surprising. I haven't heard of him because I tend to tune out on some of the stuff that the kids are into because it just sucks, to be honest with you.
But, yeah, it's not very tasteful.
No, not even remotely close. But speaking of the NBA, we'll talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend. And I was shocked. I think the biggest shock for me is that getting Joel Embiid back for the Sixers, that's helped them. And they've tied the series up 2 games apiece.
Yeah. The masked man came through and was that game three? Yeah.
Yeah. He screwed me on my bets Friday night on that too, because I didn't know he was playing until it was after I had already placed my bets. And that was one of my parlays that I lost, because I don't even know why I did it, because usually I just do a same game parlay, but for whatever reason I did a same game parlay plus the Sixers and bet them to not cover. And I think they were like 7.5 point underdogs, and of course they won.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed on Saturday there, the Warriors, they just straight up blew out the Grizzlies, 142-112.
Yeah. And, they needed a bounce back game, because the game before that game, game two, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson looked awful. And now the big deal is too, Ja Morant's going to be out tonight.
With a knee injury?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be bad news for the Grizzlies, and especially that would, if they lose tonight, that'll put them down 3-1. And
yeah, Morant, he makes that offense tick, man. I mean, they're built around him, so they need him on the floor definitely.
And he's so quick, man. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Suns and Mavericks were down 2-0 going back to Dallas, and they've tied it up now. They won yesterday 111-101, and that game wasn't without controversy, because did you see the clips of Chris Paul going after this kid that was courtside?
Yeah, there were some fans that were heckling Chris Paul's family, and I think I believe they made some physical contact, and he didn't like that. And I seen a tweet by him, and he used some language in there, and he wasn't happy about that. And they need to watch that stuff a little bit better, man. You can't be doing that to people. I mean, otherwise they're going to be playing literally in a bubble, and it's going to take away the experience of even being there.
Yeah, and it happened also, though, and I'm not a Lakers fan, but I know that there was a lot of that going on during the season with Russell Westbrook's family, and they were, Laker fans were death threats and stuff like that. I mean,
just crazy. Yeah. I mean, hollering at him, Westbrook instead of Westbrook, and I mean, you got to have a little bit thicker skin than that to get riled up. But I mean, it's still not right. All the other things that were going on.
Well, I think they were saying stuff to his kids when they were at the games.
Yeah.
Well, not cool.
Now, see, I would like to, I'd give LeBron the business all day, because he just sets himself up for it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He does. All right. Well, we need to take a break. We need to get some news, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some potential Saints moves, because I don't think they're done quite yet. And then we'll wrap things up. We'll do some of the daily lines for the NBA tonight. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Lines clear and loud, but the cue never came, and the lights, they never went.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall...
I'm Kevin Gallagher with today's legislative update from the Louisiana Radio Network. One of Louisiana's strongest pro-life lobbies comes out against a bill that would make having or performing an abortion punishable with prison time. Caddo Parish Representative Danny McCormick's bill would define a procedure to terminate a pregnancy as murder. Louisiana Family Forum President Gene Mills says it's unneeded because the state already has a trigger law that will render abortions illegal should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade.
In that case, Louisiana will be on the record of being abortion-free. We'll have accomplished everything Danny wants to accomplish by virtue of a favorable Dobbs opinion.
Last week's leaked Justice Alito opinion draft references the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health of Jackson, Mississippi, and indicates a majority of justices support upholding it and returning control of abortion law to the states. Mills says McCormick's bill needlessly punishes the mother.
We've always said it's the provider that needs to be limited by virtue of public policy. I think that's unhelpful and unnecessary and maybe even harmful.
McCormick's bill is scheduled for full House debate this week. This is LRN.
Get ready, Louisiana. Blockbuster hits from the lottery are coming for you.
Blockbuster hits? There's more than one?
Yes, there are three. Arriving at a lottery retailer near you.
Three? So tell us more about them, movie trailer person.
It's the hottest ticket in town. Play Hot Ticket and win up to $5,000.
Whoa, $5,000? Tell me more.
Next, take a walk on the wild side. Pick up Wild Money Frenzy. Win up to $15,000.
That's so wild!
Yes, as I was saying. Finally, say hello to some big friends. Play Hello Money and win up to $100,000.
Hello and goodbye. I am heading to my nearest retailer to get these new scratch-offs.
Exit stage left.
Win up to $100,000. All the blockbuster hits from the lottery. See them now before it's too late. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street. Follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media or visit MidnightRevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben's Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hey kid, did you know, today 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time. You and Gertie said, with a smoke ring round your heads, you would see me on the other side.
Radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Well, you know, after the big signing of Tyrann Mathieu last week, Rude, you know, some folks are thinking that the Saints might be done, but I don't know if they really are, because there seems to be still a lot of talk about Jarvis Landry coming home also.
Yeah.
And I still think that there's some other folks out there that they could they really need to solidify their roster just a little bit. But speaking of Tyrann Mathieu, did you see that they started taking pre-orders on NFL or on Fanatics for his Saints jersey, and there were so many people that wanted it that it crashed the site twice?
Yeah, that's impressive, man. I mean, he's got to stand proud of that one, man. That's really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time to have him in the black and gold, and I'm looking forward to. I'm hoping that the first home game that he'll get to lead the Houdat chant before the game, because I think that would be pretty awesome, especially to be a hometown kid and be able to do that. And then I'm sure you probably didn't see this, but I was reading, you know, Lil Wayne is from here. Mm-hmm. And he is not a Saints fan. He is actually a Packers fan, but
poor guy.
Right. And he was dogging on the Saints, saying that his mom bought him a Saints starter coat whenever he was a kid, and he cried because he thought he was going to get his ass kicked for wearing it. I'm like, he can't be that old. I mean, he's
right. I thought that when my mom got me a Cowboys pullover, but
yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Got to roll with the punches.
They were, no pun intended. Well, at least at the time, I mean, I wasn't a Cowboys fan, but at least at the time, they were in their heyday. That was, well, man, that was the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was like eighth grade year, man. They, you know, Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Larry Allen, you know, they had all the guys, you know, Michael Irvin.
Yeah, they were a good squad. I always wanted them to lose, and then they never did.
Right.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
They should have gave Buffalo at least one of those, man. That was kind of stingy.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Poor Buffalo, man. What'd they go, 3 or 4 years in a row to the Super Bowl and didn't win once?
Yeah, I felt so bad for Jim Kelly, man. That was, you know, they had a great team. They just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really did, you know, with Thurman Thomas and who was their wide receiver?
They had Andre Reed. Andre. And they had James Lofton.
That's it.
Yeah, also, Bruce Smith on the line. And they had Cornelius Bennett, linebacking core. I mean, they were tough. They were tough.
Yeah, they were always fun to play with on Tecmo Super Bowl, too.
Oh, God, that was awesome. Yeah, they were great.
So let's talk a little bit about what the Saints could be up to. And this is four potential moves, and this is coming from SaintsWire at USAtoday.com. But they're thinking, and I think this too, they need to re-sign Quan Alexander, who, you know, I think with him, he's been really injury prone, but he seems like he's last year he was pretty solid, and I don't think the injury bug really got him too bad last year. I think he might have missed one or two starts, but other than that, he was good. And, you know, somebody with his quickness on the outside and to complement DeMario Davis, and then, You have Pete Werner on the inside. I would just assume that they would pick him up regardless, but man, that makes what's going to be an elite defense already, man. That makes it even more formidable.
Yeah. I mean, you could never be too loaded on defense, man. I mean, you never know when an injury is going to happen, you know, and it's just, I think it's a smart move. They need to, you know, to re-sign him and get him back.
Yeah. And, you know, and that, like, there was a lot of people giving them, negative reviews on their draft because of drafting a cornerback, but there's another position, man, that I don't think you can have too many good secondary players, you know, like those guys are going to get hurt. It's just the way it's going to be, you know, and
right.
if you're loaded and you're deep playing against these teams, I mean, you're gonna have to see the Buccaneers twice this year. They've got the AFC North this season, so you got the Steelers, you've got the Bengals, and then you've got the NFC West also that you're playing. So that, you know, that almost that whole division is loaded with Kyler Murray and Matt Stafford. And well, I guess I don't know who the hell the quarterback is in Seattle now, but I guess it's
Drew Lock, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. There's been rumors about Baker Mayfield going there, but I don't know, man.
I wouldn't want to enter that sweepstakes.
No, I think you're going to have to give up far more than what he's worth, and there's really no guarantees that he's going to pan out. I mean, the proof is in the pudding with him, and with one of your teammates are dogging you publicly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good deal.
Yeah, and another thing is, like you were saying about the secondary not being, you know, not having enough, you know, it's these receivers that are out there now, I mean, they're built like tight ends. I mean, you look at, you know, DJ Metcalf and even like AJ Brown's a bigger guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're us out here working these guys. And, you know, you gotta have that reserve to, you know, play a full four quarters, man. That's just how it is.
Yeah, it really is. And that's something too. There used to be a guy on the Saints, and I'm not sure if you probably don't remember him, because I'll be honest with you, he wasn't very good. But his name was Brandon Coleman. And I remember the first time I met that dude at training camp. That guy had to be, I mean, I'm 6'3". That guy had to be 6'6". And just, I mean, that dude looked like he's never even seen a hamburger before. Like, he was huge. And I'm like, how in the hell? If his biggest problem was he couldn't catch the ball. I'm like, if you could just catch the ball, you'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, like, that's the easiest part.
Right? Just catch the ball. But he just couldn't do it. He always had the dropsies.
And it's like, hey, put me in, coach.
Right? But I remember standing there next to him like, now that is a man. Like,
yeah.
Like, good God.
Yeah, imagine Craig Ironhead Hayward with a 4.3 speed. That'd be
yeah, no kidding.
Hello.
Right. Let's see. And so another thing that they're talking about on here, and I think this probably is going to – this will probably happen as well, is to sign Jarvis Landry. And the longer this plays out, the less money he's gonna take to play. And right now, like, he was looking for $20 million a year, but I'll be honest, I like him, but I don't think he's worth $20 million a year.
Right. Yeah. He needs to prove something to me, in all honesty, you know, before you get that big payday.
Well, and like playing fantasy football, like he's obviously a good receiver, but I had him before, and man, he never found the end zone.
No.
And you're definitely going to have to do that to get that payday, to get $20 million a year, because you got to think, like, people like Michael Thomas is getting $20 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just Landry's. I think he, you know, 10 to 15 is probably a little more reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, and this I think would be okay. I'm not blown away by it, but they're also saying that need to sign Sony Michel.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that was obviously with Alvin Kamara's legal problems.
Yeah. Yeah, old Sony. Can't go wrong there, man. But right. Camara, he's a stud. And, you know, he had a hiccup in Las Vegas. And
yeah,
hopefully he gets that taken care of, because he's, you know, he's basically the man right now. I mean, he can do it all. He's just awesome.
Yeah, and did you see his social media post last week where he was showing the videos of him working with his trainer?
No, I didn't see those. I'll have to check that out.
Man, just ridiculous. Like him on a balancing on a ball and on one foot, and his trainer throwing him two tennis balls at the same time and him having to catch them without falling off. Just crazy.
Yeah, you'd have to take me to obedience school to learn that one.
Right.
There's no way.
And the last thing on this list, and I hope this happens because I love this dude. He's such an instigator. CD Deuce, as we like to call him, or CJ Gardner Johnson. I hope that he gets extended because, man, that dude, number one, I love him, but I would hate him if he was on another team.
Yeah.
Because he's just that dude that's a thorn in everybody's side. Like, you know, there's T-shirts that he sells on his, I guess he has a website, but of that famous shot whenever they beat the Bucks the last time this last season, and he got up and folded his arms and got up in Tom Brady's face. Like, it's amazing. I love that dude.
Yeah, anything towards Brady is pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. So I hope that they do, and I think doing something like that will free up some money too. Because the Saints are notorious for backloading contracts and putting void years in contracts too. So I think those are all really reasonable things. And the only thing is, I don't know how much I'll have to look into it. Maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow, but I don't know how much cap space the Saints have left to be able to make these moves. But I guess if there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Right. I think they're going to make some, you know, they're not done yet. I don't think, you know,
I don't think so either. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the NBA games tonight. And since we're such professional bettors, that what we think we should do tonight on some of these. So we'll be back with more right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season of In the Paint.
Welcome back, everyone, to more of the Something to Say radio show. We got one more segment left, and we'll get out of here and step aside for Barbara Hoover and the Beat Exchange up after us. But we want to talk a little bit about betting because that's what we like to do. And you know, the NBA seems like it's been – I've been a lot more successful with it than I have been with anything else, especially betting hockey. Betting hockey was way too difficult to do.
Yeah, you might as well blindfold me on that one.
And I know, you know, a decent amount about hockey, but there's just so many variables. There's certainly no, I mean, I would never do a same game parlay where you had to pick who's going to score points. It's just about, it's just, you know, whenever a high scoring game is, you know, 5 or 6 goals.
Yeah.
It's too hard to pin it down. I mean, the odds are amazing if you hit on it, but.
Yeah, it's almost equivalent to, you know, MLB where, you know, this guy's, is he going to hit a bomb tonight? You know?
Yeah. That one is super tough to be. I mean, that's such a shot in the dark. I mean, I guess it'd be easier if you had like the steroid era. Cause then you got those guys hitting home runs, like one every 10 at bats. But
One thing I did notice, you know, that I missed the regular season. I'm glad it's playoff time, but one of the methods that I used on the NBA was, you know, building a parlay. If there was like, you know, 9 games, let's say this evening, I would, you know, pick, you know, one wager from each game. And I would really feel good about that. And, you know, if you got 9 of them, that's going to add up.
Oh, yeah.
And I've made quite a bit of money doing it that way. But, you know, now that it's playoff time, I've hit a cold streak and it's like some of these same game parlays, you know, I'm only missing 1 or 2 and it's like, hey, I didn't get this 3 or he needed 4 assists. He got 3. Yeah. That's what's been stinging me lately.
That's been getting me too. I essentially had to quit bet, including Chris Paul in my parlays because I bet his assists, and every time it's the opposite of whatever I do. If I take the over on his assists, he gets the under. If it's, you know, I take the under, he gets the over. It's you know, so it gets to be super, super frustrating, which, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I text you yesterday. I'm like, seriously, Chris Paul, 5 points.
Yeah. But
come
then
on.
The next game, he might have 30, you know, it's like, what the hell's going on with you, man?
Yeah. It's just been so up and down with everybody in the NBA, it seems like. And it's, you know, shame on me.
I really think the only two that I can, that just off the top of my head, that I can think of that have been consistent is if you take the points for Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like those two are going to get 30 points like clockwork every game.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is such a, it's such a crapshoot. And then, you know, like you'd think Steph Curry, you know, he shoots, I looked at his averages. He's shooting like, he at least has like 10 3-point attempts a game. And, you know, that should mean he should be able to get four of them, you know, four out of 10.
At least, at least.
But it's a killer, man. He hasn't really been on, you know, except for, I guess, Saturday's game. Was it Saturday? Yeah. Or, yeah, Saturday.
All right.
But, and then Klay Thompson also, you know, he's another one that he throws up about anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 three-pointers a game. And, they're, you know, they're, the reason why they're called the Splash Brothers is because they hit them, you know. But that's, yeah, that hasn't been the case, really.
And then if you want to mix things up and add Draymond Green into the mix, you know, you, let's say you say he's, you know, you're pretty conservative and you say, hey, he's going to get four rebounds. But he gets teed up and he's out of the game. It's in the, you know, it's yep. like, well, hey, bud, thanks. I got this.
I had a game. I was so mad. I think I texted you that night during the college tournament, the NCAA tournament. I took the under, and for whatever reason, I mean, this team was getting blown out. I don't even remember what team it was, but the team was getting blown out, and the coach got double technicals at the end of the game, and they got like four or five free throws in a row, and that went over. I could have killed that guy.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I feel your pain, man. Like, I really do.
Because I'm like, what the hell was even the point of that? You're getting killed. What? Why even bother with this?
Yeah, and then something else that got me too. I mean, I understand it because they're not, you know, they're not out there playing for the, you know, sports bettors like us. But
right,
you know, when it's cleanup time at the end of the game, and you know, you need one more assist, but your team's up 13. Obviously you're going to be sitting on the bench watching, you know, watching the rest of this one because it's in the bag, but hey, I need that assist.
Right.
You know, it just frustrates you, man. It's just part of sports betting, I guess.
Yep. So we got about a minute left before we need to get out of here. But so real quick tonight, the Bucks are a 1-point favorite over the Celtics, with the line being 213. I don't know, man, because, you know, one game they're going to go way over. The next game they're going to stay under. I would like to think at 213 that you could take the over on that.
Yeah, I would. But like I said, it's been a seesaw series. And, you know, yeah, you know, it's like I said, blindfold me and guide my finger in which, you know, where to tap on my iPhone, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's just how it is. It's been that way.
And this one, I think, is just meant to, I mean, the line on the Grizzlies and Warriors game tonight's 223, which I'm shocked that it's that high with no Ja Morant.
Right.
I would take the under on that all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Like, he's such a big part of that offense and, you know, just yep. a big part of that team in general, man. I mean, they fire on all cylinders when he's in that lineup. But, you know, somebody might step up tonight and we may look like fools, BJ.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time and probably exactly. won't be the last time.
That's why we're here.
That's right. So and the Warriors are a 10-point favorite, which I would kind of lean towards that. I think yeah. that's very realistic.
That's possible. Very possible.
So, all right. Well, again, you know, we're not professionals and we're not, so don't take our word for anything when it comes to betting. You make your own decisions on that. Just want to get that disclaimer out there. So, all right, man. Well, we need to get out of here and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show.
See y'all later.
And until then, we'll just play Gloria. More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who is playing by following us on Instagram at Midnight Revival NOLA. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.